I want to entitle this Gem Talk, and welcome, by the way, Observing and Listening to Birds. Right now, with global warming, with world human overpopulation, with the use of pesticides, with the massive building of roads and huge buildings that are lit up that affect birds and their migratory patterns, and onward, fishing nets in the ocean and so forth, our birds around the world are in deep trouble. I mean, they're in deep trouble. There are millions of birds in trouble right now. Just to give you an idea, things you don't even think about. How many countless birds fly into buildings and cities on their migratory paths as they're flying at night and the buildings have lights and they fly into the buildings and fall to the sidewalk and just get swept up like garbage in the morning. How many countless birds get hit by cars? I'm sure if you're a driver, you've hit one. It's not that you're bad for it, it just happens. But it's a bad thing that it happens. We don't want it to happen. How many birds are poisoned from countless pesticides put onto plants or affected negatively by softening their eggs and having them crack or shortening their lives? How many birds are shot just for fun? Not as in quality hunting where it's done with respect and honor and so forth, but just shot and killed randomly. And then you add that to the loss of forest and fires and storms. Imagine what it's like for a bird to go through a hurricane or go to a tornado or go through a forest fire. So many things. And then you add that just the typical predators that eat birds. Our birds are in trouble, folks. And Bert, you've probably heard the story of how coal miners used to take canaries down deep into the coal mines with them because canary birds are highly sensitive to their environment, and the canary would die if the air got unsafe before the coal miners would. And if it dropped dead, then they'd have to get out of there or they'd die. That's kind of what's happening in our world. Birds are telling us it's a problem. Overpopulation, global warming, overuse, cutting down forests, polluting waters, it's killing us. And if we can't live here, the birds are saying, neither will you be able to one day. Neither will you be able to one day. They're telling us that by giving their lives up. And it's sad. Can you imagine a bird, a world without songbirds singing, without the beautiful colors of them? Can you imagine a world without hummingbirds? Can you imagine a world without gulls and pelicans on the ocean, singing and flying and dipping in the water? Can you imagine a world without golden eagles or bald eagles or wild turkeys? Come on. No, it wouldn't be a world that I would want to live in, and I don't think you would. The birds are the greatest teachers for us if we allow them to be. So before you do anything, you've got to have a willingness. Again, we go back to that word commitment to observing birds. You have to be willing to take time when you see them, to watch them, to follow them into the sky, follow them across the sky with your eyes. You know, get to know them. What color are they? What do they eat? How do they live? Where do they build their nests? What needs do they have? Study locally what birds are endangered in your area. What can you do to help them? Where can you find them? What kind of habitat do they live in? Can you improve habitat for birds? One way you can change birds' lives anywhere, but particularly in cities, is make your yard into a bird heaven. Make it incredible. Plants that feed the birds, plants that cover the birds, protect them from predators. Put water out so they have water to drink and bird seed so they can drink. For listening, Poe.